BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Opposition demonstrators in Venezuela have set up roadblocks and clashed with police in cities across the country to protest against President Nicolas Maduro's announcement of a new constituent assembly. President Maduro said it's necessary to neutralize the opposition, which he accuses of organizing a coup. The European Commission has recommended that temporary border controls introduced in five countries to tackle the migrant crisis be phased out in the next 6 months. The measures were implemented by Germany, Austria, Denmark, Sweden and Norway, despite being part of the Schengen area. President Trump has tweeted that the US government needs what he called a good shutdown in September, after some of his demands were ignored in a congressional spending bill. The bipartisan deal excludes funds for a promised wall along the Mexican border. Human rights groups in Brazil have called on the government to increase protection for indigenous people. It follows an attack on the Gamela tribe in the Amazon, in which they suffered gunshot wounds, stabbings, and amputations. The trial has opened in France of a group of people linked to the publication of topless photographs of Prince William's wife, Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge. Six people are facing privacy and conspiracy charges, including three photographers. They deny wrongdoing. The far-right candidate in France's presidential elections, Marine Le Pen, has said she was fully aware that parts of a major set-piece speech she delivered on Monday had been copied from a political rival. She said it was a deliberate way to reach out to supporters of the defeated candidate, François Fillon. The US and Russian presidents have spoken by telephone to discuss possible ways to deal with current world hotspots. The White House said Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin agreed that the civil war in Syria had dragged on for too long. And Switzerland's highest court has ruled that the remains of a Burundian king who died 40 years ago must stay in the country. It marks the end of a protracted legal battle between members of Mwambutsa IV's own family. BBC News.